C.G. Dahlen, The Inner Planets. The inner planets are embodied by the bulbs pulsing at the end of my fingertips. The asteroid belt is the density aura that contains the horizon line of my aesthetic image. Beyond this, in the outer reaches, giants are tamed in fixed orbits, fixed generations, pulling on humanity's history like a drunken puppeteer. But I'm here, in this mix, gyrating in the fixed irritations, the common snags, asking questions of if my heart is in the right place. Am I too relaxed? Should I strive more? Or am I too tense? Should I be still more? Asking what direction best serves a shifting character, what path best serves if there's no map. It's all a mess, you see. Common distress it will be. If it's not like this, then it's like that. The planets jostling where eyes lead. Today my knee hurts, and tomorrow my neck, and the next day I'll realize I haven't done enough for myself, and that I'm trapped somewhere in the nature of the bureaucratized world, and how it all seems to be set, and how the planetary bodies pull on my person, how they commingle with quanta, atoms and gestate swelling in some proportions and constricts other proportions, flexing physical and metaphysical faculties. And these humans, they claim free will as DNA strands charm out near carbon copies of each other. I'm powerless to change this. My own awareness, my own foolishness, my own erratic mood, sentiments, blind desire spontaneously guiding me through the reckless reaches of the midway point between the stellar and the microscopic. And I can ask the question, why all the trouble? Why such a mess? But the question was born in a thought that arrived in a mind who has no discernible origin and was spoken by means of words who in themselves have no discernible origin. And none of this is absurd to them. It takes the form of the words. That's just the way it is.